تعالى جاهك لب ترم جناه Come on, church. Come on, church. Let there be something fresh. Let there be something fresh. Oh, hallelujah. Uja lahaka taranjana. Don't miss the reality of faith by looking for the spectacular, but just keep your hand in your heart, in the area of your weakness, and bring it out. Let the power of God fill that area now. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the mount is the place, the holy place, is the place where He reveals you inside out. Are you with me? Where you come to an end of yourself. You know, I was just looking at some of the greatest ministers of the gospel. Now, I listen to a lot of Puritan preachers and read a lot of their material. And when you read them and when you look at their lives, they all, towards the end of their ministry, the more they began to love the Lord and had the revelation of the Lord in their lives, you find them becoming less and less and less. Finally, you don't even hear about them anymore. You know a genuine minister from that fact. If you're, as each day goes by, if you're just self-promoting yourself, chances could be that you are going in deception. That heart is still leprous. But the more as the days go by in your walk with God, there begins to become a lessening of yourself and an increase of the Lord inside of you. Are you with me? Amen. That's how you know a genuine ministry from which it is not. Some of the men who have been real men of God, the more they have ministered, you find toward the later part of their lives, the less they have ministered and the more they have lived out their lives. Hear that? Some of the greatest men of God, the less. Now here, Moses, your reputation, your strength, even that is you are, has to come to an end. I'm willing to do a new thing in you. But if your ministry is going to be your reputation, then there's a problem, Moses. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Look at Paul's life. In the beginning, he's a firebrand for God. But towards the end of his life, he's in prison most times. You would find more churches and the pulpits being opened out for him. But no. There are more prisons and more confinements and isolation from the rest of the flock. But that's where the genuineness of his ministry is coming out. Where the epistles are coming out. Hear that? Many preachers would have stopped preaching and said, no, after serving the Lord for such a long time, look, I'm ending up in prison, no more serving the Lord. No. That's where the genuine ministry came out. A lessening of himself, a more of the Lord. Moses on this mount, you realize now. Your heart is leprous, you're self-sufficient, your reputation, is that what interests you? See, all that you learn in Egypt, your wisdom, your valor, your strength, put an end to it. Hear that? The strength, bring an end to it. The self, bring an end to it. A mighty man in speech, my Bible says about Moses in Acts 7. By the time God was done through him, he could hardly speak. Put your wisdom, your strength right there, Moses. Some of you are missing out on the best, on the freshness of God. You know why? There's too much of yourself inside of you. John, in the beginning, he is the beloved of the Lord. The more he's growing in his life and ministering, he's ending up on Island Patmos. Are you with me? The genuine ministry, you know by that. It is not your own popularity and all your opinions. Nothing. It's the law. It's the law. God has to bring you to that place. It's not the Joshua generation. It's not the covenant. It's nothing of that. It's the law. Not of your strength, nothing of you, Moses. Put your hand there and see. You want freshness, but let me give you a revelation of yourself first. Are you with me? Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Philippians 2:7. Christ, he became of no reputation, though he be the Son of God. We have Jesus as an example. Amen. Became of no reputation. Can you imagine that? And I was amazed. You know, the other day I was listening on the, this is your day, Benihim speaking about, and it struck me. I preached on a minute. All that the Lord ministered was for just 34 days to the public. Can you imagine that? 34 days of public ministry. Means 3.5 years of ministry life. The rest went to his disciples. Can you imagine that? Just 34 days. He brings you to that place, this mound or this holy place is the place suddenly you realize, ooh, I'm too strong, too zealous by myself. There's too much of strength inside of me. I'm too sufficient in myself. I'm too wise. My self-confidence is too high. My reputation is too big. Popularity is what I seek. Sensationalism. God says, no, Moses, with that I cannot send you. You know, some of the, you know, when you read some of the material of the real men of God, get any Puritan preacher's books if you can. If you want to read real men of God, any Puritan preacher's books, I'll give you a list of their names if you can. But what is amazing is if you check out, you will know nothing about them. I know a man of God who wouldn't even allow his book to be of colored paper. Why? Because the focus should not go into the color paper outside the book. It should be in the richness of the material that's inside that is done by the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, a person walked in here. He's serving the Lord among beggars. So he wanted me to know if I could come and preach. He's got a fantastic ministry. And I wanted him to share today, actually. But he couldn't be here. A ministry among beggars. The ministry is such, a place is there, no conditions. You'll be given a meal. And you have hot water for bath if you want to. You don't have to stay there. You can go out. Do anything that you like. Come, have a meal. No conditions. No restrictions. No curbing of freedom. Have your meal. Take a hot water bath. Go. You need to sleep there only if you want to. But once a week we have a prayer. Come in here. Imagine that. And to his amazement, why he started ministering. He's been ministering for a long time among them. He found out people, BA, MA, MCOM, MSc, professors, teachers, police constables, even lawyers are out there begging. They lost their mind at one moment of their life. They become crazy. Rejected from their house, out on the street. So he came and said, would you minister? So he had a building, you know, sanctioned, and I asked the man of God to go there and do the inauguration service. I asked him to call that person. And he went there. And the first thing the man of God said is, I'm glad that the Lord is here. The reason being, there are no photographs taken. Especially when you do a ministry among the poorest of the poor like that, somebody needs to get the attention. Photo has to be taken. No photos taken. So I know this is of the Lord. Can you imagine? No conditions laid. From the Lord. I said, I'll come. I'll come in January and preach. Hallelujah. I pray God will anoint me especially to minister to them. There has to come an end of yourself, Moses. This is holy ground. This is holy work. Your heart is still leprous. There's so much of strength and sufficiency. So much of wisdom inside of you. It looks like you can do my job better than myself doing it for you, Moses. And I'm scared to do that. I'm scared to allow you to do that. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses, the first thing that he had to learn on that mount is this. Moses, more than you winning somebody for me, I want to win you. I want to win you over completely, Moses. Before you say you want to win the whole world for Jesus, the Lord is saying, I want to win you. I want to win you completely, Moses, for myself. Amen, that? And he said, Lord, I want to serve you, Lord. I said, no, son, wait. I want to win you completely. Every area, every breath, every emotion, every feeling, every heartbeat that you have, everything that moves in you, it has to be mine. Hallelujah. Oh, that is powerful. Do you hear that? He wants to win you. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Some of you are suddenly realizing that. You suddenly make commitments, Lord, if I get through with this fasting and prayer, I will serve you. God says, no. Wait, I want you to serve me, but more important than that, I want to win you completely. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, Lord, win me completely. Oh, win me completely, Father. Come on, church, ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Jacob was a man who had an encounter with the Lord. You remember that in Genesis 28. In Bethel. He calls this place Bethel because the Lord, I sense, is here. Yes? The house of God. And the Lord gave him a promise saying, Jacob, I will be with you. I will bless you. I will prosper you. Remember that? Well, let's not stop with that experience of Jacob. In Genesis 32, there came a point in the ford of Jabbok. God met with him again. And God dealt with his strength. The strongest bone of his life, God broke it. Moses, Jacob, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless you so much that I want to be sure that I can trust you with it. That you won't run away with it. Hallelujah. I want to bless you so much, I want to make sure that you don't run away with it. You don't go your own way. So A small token of my appreciation for your services to my kingdom. He couldn't. Are you with me? He couldn't run away from his enemies. He couldn't run away from his brother. He couldn't run away from any situation. He was always a deceiver running away all through his life, but he couldn't run away no more. He had to depend. That's why Jacob became a blessing for us. Don't stop with Bethel. Come to Jabbok and see his life. And Bethel is willing to run. Blessing? He with me always? A tent for you, Lord. That's what he said. House of God. Oh, praise God. I'll make sure Joshua generation comes up. That's what Jacob is saying there. But at Jabbok, something else. Hear that? It is the holy ground. Moses, take off your rights first. Take off your reputation. Look at your own heart. Hallelujah. When you see the miracle that I've done in your own life, there's a miracle that you can do out there in Egypt. Put it once again and bring it out. It's fresh. It's new. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Third thing on that mound or the holy ground. It's a place of vision. It's a place of? Amen. A place of vision. It is amazing. God didn't give him a vision of his ministry. The vision was of the Lord himself. Because in Hebrews 11 it says, he walked as if seeing the one who is invisible. Where did he see? On that mount. Are you with me? In Hebrews 11 it says, he walked by faith as looking to the one and seeing the one that is invisible. The Lord. Where did he get the vision? On that mount. Today, vision is for nothing else. Not for your reputation or for your success. Next vision, ministry. No. It's the Lord himself. David said, I see the Lord before me at all times. That's the vision. Moses, before you go, catch my vision. See me. See me continually before me, before you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Continually the Lord before. You know that? Well, if you're going to serve the Lord, you better learn that. Pharaoh will stand in front of you. The armies will be there in front of you. The nation of Israel will be murmuring and grumbling against you. They'll be challenging your leadership and questioning you. But Moses, you see me at all times. Never allow the problem to become too bigger than me. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wherever you go, whatever happens, you see the Lord before. All times. Nothing else. Not the work that he wants you to do. Not the miracles. Not the supernatural. Not the divine deliverances. Not a vision concerning his ministry. Lord, where do I go from here? Which other sea do you want me to part? No. Look to me. See me. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's the message this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. He put back his hand and draw it out. It was restored. There's a freshness for you. When you admit on this mount that you have seen your own weakness. You have seen your own strength. You have seen your own ways. You have seen your own wisdom. Your own strength. When you acknowledge that and say, Lord, now I'll do something about it. But you need to acknowledge. Amen. then his glory shall be with you. Let's close our eyes in prayer.
Tomorrow evening we have a man of God coming here who's got a gift of healing. It won't be a fasting day tomorrow, but anybody who needs healing, it won't be ministry of the word or worship, nothing like that. Ministry of healing will be coming here. It's a man who is really anointed by the Lord. So he'll be here tomorrow evening, and he'll be just here for 1 hour, 6:30 to 7:30. Okay? So you want to be here sharp on 6:30, at 6:30, and 7:30 he will have to go. Yes? Anybody who needs healing? Anybody who would like to be healed tonight? Well, we'll pray tonight, and tomorrow also we'll see the hand of the Lord move. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll keep some for him to pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As he'll be without a ministry. He's been trying to come to Cochin, and he can't seem to get any sick people to pray for. Here the Joshua generation is here. All the sick are getting healed when they go there. Hallelujah. I said, I'll keep some for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand up in our places tonight. Lift our hands to the Lord and worship Him. Just thank Him from your heart.